Hi, this is John Nagib, Solution Architect and Microsoft MVP. This is my photo and this is my Twitter account. The session for today is called Trigger SharePoint Online CSOM, where CSOM stands for Client Side Object Model. It's a way where you can connect to SharePoint Online using managed code or even using client side code like JavaScript, which we call a JSON in that case. So there are two categories of APIs we can differentiate with. Is the first one is the SharePoint CSOM and REST APIs, mainly are used for getting data and can be used with SharePoint on-premise and online. So CSOM and REST APIs, two ways or under the same category where you can connect to SharePoint online and on-premise. There is other type of APIs, which is Office 365 REST APIs and the SDKs built on top of it, used mainly for Exchange and OneDrive and available only for Office 365. So to use CSOM or client side object model with SharePoint Online to retrieve data, the first thing you need to install Visual Studio, download and install NuGet client and integrate it with Visual Studio, create a project, add NuGet package, add reference to the SharePoint Online library, and then start calling it. These are steps to use CSOM, and we will be handling that in the demo. I'm attaching in here in my slides some of my articles for your reference later on. And this is a piece of code where we are going to use. Let me start the demo. So I'm going to create a new project. And let it be console and call it test CSOM. And press OK. And then the first thing I'm going to do is in the reference in here, I'm going to do right click and manage NuGet packages and browse and search for CSOM. And going to press install. So you see down below, let me first press OK and accept the license. And down below in the output window, you'll see that it started to add the package to my project, and it's done, it's finished. From this point, now I can start in my code. In here, I can add reference to the SharePoint Online using Microsoft.SharePoint.Client. And by that way, I can start in the main function or another function, I can start calling the CSOM. So let me open a project that I already done and it's ready for you. It's called CSOM console. And in this, you'll see that I ask the user to put the URL and then the username and then the password, which is secure password. And then I start loading and getting the title. So let's run this program and see what is the input we'll need. So the first one is telling me to enter the URL. So I'm going to do this. HTTPS. OD35828.SharePoint.com. Press enter. Enter the username. And then the password, which is in secure format. And press enter. Now wait for a while. And it returned for me your site title is Office 365 Demos, which exactly the title for my site over the Office 365 SharePoint Online. Oh, I'm going to press continue. In the code in here, you see that I use client context and pass the URL text and then start loading the context of this web and then retrieving the title. So if you see in here, if I write context.web. And you'll see a lot of properties actually which are related to SharePoint Online where I can retrieve. So using CSOM, I can retrieve the site collection, the subsites beneath it, the folders, the data, the list items. So a lot of the files, a lot of stuff I can use using CSOM. So this is a start on how you can use SharePoint Online CSOM. Oh, thank you for watching and have a nice day.